online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, guys, to a brand new episode of Masters of Sex, Season 2, Episode 7, Asterion. And I don't really know where to, I mean, I know where to go. There's just so much that happened in this episode. I'm lost at words for right now. But right now, I am Roya Tahiri. And across the table, guys, introduce yourself. Who wants to go first?
So, it's your fabulous co-host, keeping it spicy, Spicy Madi. And next to me is the handsome...
Lim Gonzalez, thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate your handsome comments. It makes me feel so good inside.
That's what Masters of Sex does as well.
Oh, shoot.
She's on it.
Today was an interesting episode.
Yeah, we right off the bat, we start 5 months, I was going to say 5 minutes in, but 5 months in, like 5 months later into the year for them.
Right.
We see Masters has gotten his own practice. Uh-huh. And Betty, she's going to be working for him, but we see that it's a very empty lot that he's working in.
Right.
It's a communist headquarters, so we kind of know what time frame we're in. And Lester is back. We see the return of Lester. I'm so happy he's back.
Yeah, I mean, they made a lot of changes, but I think it was, let's fast forward and leave things to assumption. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, once he got fired from his previous position at the hospital, he used whatever savings he had to open up this practice and reached out to Betty in order for her to come back. So, it's good to see the cast all reunited, but it's sad because I wanted him to have a little bit more time at that previous hospital.
I know, and we were left with seeing him run into Virginia's new boyfriend, who was Barry Watson from Seventh Heaven, which I didn't catch from last week, but
right.
Then I saw his name in the credits. I'm like, I knew it in the preview. I'm like, that's him.
I didn't recognize him either. He looks different, right. But he used to be a little heartthrob, though, on Seventh Heaven.
Yes, and I was thrown off by her choosing him. I was like, really? Shelley? Really him? But obviously, as we go on through the episode, we'll see.
He doesn't last like any of her lovers.
Yeah. So the first experiment we see them doing is the ejaculation distance.
Right. Right.
That's a fun one.
It lasted all but 2 seconds.
Yeah. So that was a fun little test that they're doing. It's kind of cool to be reintroduced to what they do mm-hmm. for their work, for their study, instead of just seeing Virginia and Masters having sex and be like, patient this, had like the rough conversation or rough talk. I don't even know where I was trying to talk dirty and I butchered that.
But
I call it rough talk, guys.
Rough talk, okay.
That's how I roll. But yeah, so they've gone through 10,000 studies. Hopefully I wrote that down right. And it's not enough yet to publish it. Mm-hmm. Masters mm-hmm. wants to go through more. He needs a lot more. And Betty, we are reintroduced to her being single. So she and Lun.
I liked her with her husband. I mean, I liked this life that she was mm-hmm. afforded. I liked the new Betty. Unfortunately, she was dishonest. And so I'm happy that he didn't stay in a relationship with her, though, and he was with somebody who he didn't even know. So I am happy that he was awakened, but I was hoping that they were going to make it work.
No, I agree, too. I think she became kind of a better person, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because of her background and what she dealt with, you know, her former, you know, profession of being a prostitute and you know, among other things. So, but she did it to herself. Because if she was, you know, she was honest with him up mm-hmm. front, I think he could have taken all of that.
Yeah.
But the fact that she tried to hide it because she was scared of, you know, him leaving her or not wanting to be with her mm-hmm. in the first place, as she said, then she ended up, you know, where she was.
Do you think that she ever really loved him, though?
I think so.
Like love or best friend love?
Because she did say the word care in the last episode, yeah. And he was saying care is something you do with,
I think she loved him, but she loved, you know, her girlfriend more.
Yeah.
I think she loves herself more.
I think whatever makes her happy, she's in love with.
That's what she's in love with.
So this new job will make her be more in love with herself in a way. But you know who's not in love anymore or is heartbroken is Masters with Virginia.
Yeah.
We see him in the hotel that they used to go and mm-hmm. do it in. I know it's very immature. I'm so sorry, but
they used to do the nasty.
Yeah. But he's getting drunk at the bar and then Elliot comes by.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And right. Ellie's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Where's Mrs. Holden?
Right.
Well, what does he say? He's talking about them being separated, and he says, you don't see it coming. That's the worst part. And then later down through that little monologue that he has, mm-hmm. he goes, and it cannot be forgiven.
Right.
You get let them in, and then they just betray you. Exactly. And that cannot be forgiven.
Exactly.
I actually really liked, like you said, you called it a monologue.
Yeah.
I liked what he was saying, though, because it does reflect what a marriage is supposed to be about. You're supposed to be at your most vulnerable. You're supposed to allow your partner to see you and be 100% honest with them. And I think that that's what they were sharing towards the end of last episode. She was trusting in him. She was sharing with him her feelings. And you know, she was hurt, and then he ran to her when he was hurt,
uh-huh.
and a lover was there. She wasn't there for him in his time of need. And I think that's why he experienced not just rejection by Virginia, but also disappointment.
But her friend was dying. I mean, you can't hold that against her.
I know.
But then, too, you got to look at who Masters is.
Right.
Masters is very much about what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants what he wants, regardless of what happens, you know, by the wayside. And I think because of what he did build with Virginia, or what mm-hmm. he's been building, and he's been used to this, being able to meet with her, do the study, but also, you know, have relations with her, it was like he had his cake and then go home to his wife.
Well, not even, I mean, those are good points, but not even that. He honestly does not love Libby.
Oh,
so
not at all.
The first time he's ever let anybody in, and a woman for that matter, because his mom and Libby are not in his heart,
right.
was Virginia. That was
right.
the first time mm-hmm. that he's ever been just 100%, you know, just 100% just lucid. I mean, but like just clear. He's
yeah.
just been 100%
right.
just open, vulnerable, and put it out there on the table. And although he has not said still, I love her, in the last episode, it was admitted that he has a love for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's
obviously
very apparent. And Virginia did, you know, mention that she sees it in his actions, not necessarily by what he says. So I just think that that's the hardest part for him to swallow. It was like, gosh, you know I love you. I'm going to say it, but you know it. And
yeah.
you didn't tell me about this other person.
And it's the same way with when Virginia and Lillian, when she let her in, like she let her walls down and Lillian
right.
came in, they
right.
grew a friendship. So it's very similar with
transparent.
Virginia.
That's yeah. the word I was looking for. I was like, clear.
Right.
Transparent.
Lucid.
You can
that
see through it.
Right. Visible. Who's invisible?
Invisible.
Good thing we don't play charades together, right?
Well, I think that's a good point, too, that you brought up, Virginia, because I think that part of the reason why what they have works is because they're very much alike
yes.
in what they do. I mean, and their bridge is the study. I mean, they both are so passionate about the study, and because he's doing this, which is taboo at this time and all of that, Virginia is 100% behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that with her, it's like, it's the best of both worlds.
Right.
And his wife can't do that for him. His mother can't do that for him. No one can do it for him but him. But
she's
but
a
Virginia.
Homie lover friend / colleague.
Right.
She's,
oh,
she's all of those things.
You went
you know?
Way back. Like, okay.
She's the whole package.
Right, right.
So I can say it's safe to say that you guys do not feel bad for Libby with the fact that with whatever he was saying to Elliot was not referring to her. So you don't feel bad for Libby in that sense.
What do you mean? Oh,
he's talking about his wife, his marriage.
But he's referring to Virginia.
Yeah, and that doesn't bother you guys at all?
Oh, so, you mean like in the monologue?
Because I know technically
right.
she is Mrs. Holden, so
right.
they have that fake marriage together.
Right.
I get
right.
that.
Right.
But we as viewers know he's really married to Libby. So this whole speech about, you know, you don't see it coming, that's the worst part, and
right.
all that jazz, and it cannot be forgiven. You don't think that, you didn't think of Libby during that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
So right now I thought almost too that you were saying, gosh, you don't have sympathy for Libby.
Oh, no.
Okay, because if that was the question that you were asking, then I was going to say absolutely not. Because Libby is choosing to stay in a relationship with somebody who she knows does not love her mm-hmm. and who she does not love.
But obviously Masters doesn't either, because he's saying that speech about Virginia and not his actual wife.
Right, but usually in normal society, I would see this scene and I would be like, gosh, his poor wife, she's at home having babies all alone. And I don't feel an ounce of sadness for Libby because it's you know, we fast forwarded several years and we've seen the relationship. And when you don't have your partner sleeping with you for a year, mm-hmm. when they don't want to have a child by you, when they don't speak, look, touch, taste, all of the above, and don't even speak to you or acknowledge you, you know that they're not in love with you. So she's staying in a relationship with someone, which I have a huge problem with, that does not love her. Simply for the circumstances.
Do you believe, though, that she does not love Masters at all? Like, do you believe she doesn't love him at all?
I think that she does not love him at all. Because he is unlovable.
So you think she's
in love
with...
The way that he treats Libby is unlovable. Now, the way he treats Virginia, I do see that there's a love there.
Oh, of course.
So you're saying Libby is more in love with the illusion of being married to a doctor and...
Libby's in love with the lifestyle, not the person.
Okay, I like that. Well, then let's just jump right into Libby and Masters when they're in their room, their bedroom, separate beds, and Libby mentions she wants more children. Mm-hmm. And Masters, that was such a good scene because, you know, he's drunk. He's just, you know, I don't want to talk about this right now.
Right.
And then that last part where he just rolls over, like just turns his head because she can't see it. Mm-hmm. She's just looking up, talking to the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Felt like there were kids in a bunk bed just talking to each other. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you want to do this later?
Right.
Maybe. And, like, you can't see the real reaction. And Master's just rolling. That was a great, like, little use. You could... He didn't have to say anything. You knew what was going in
his mind. Disappointment. Yeah.
I think too, and it just reaffirms what their relationship is.
Right.
It's basically It's a facade. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I think she's in love with the illusion. It's the 50s. She's a homemaker. You know, she's living this role. This is what, you know, you're supposed to do. You're supposed to marry good. And she's married good. And her thing is like, I'm going to be in this relationship regardless what he does.
Right.
I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay right here and I'm going to have more babies. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have more babies. Whatever I need to do, you know, because I'm going to live up to the facade of being this happy wife, which
she's
I'm not.
Accepted her circumstance.
Yes, exactly.
And although it is not, it is not inclusive of love, mm-hmm. I think that she has accepted the lifestyle. But in addition, I think that she's making the best out of the situation that she's been put in because mm-hmm. she doesn't have the skills to work on her own. She isn't an independent thinker like Virginia. And so she's accepting the circumstance. And then she's like, okay, how am I going to work with what I have? Well, I'm going to do what I know I'm capable of doing and what I feel my purpose is, which is just being a great mother. Mm-hmm. So she's going to work hard at just that and ask Phil to, or Bill, to provide these.
Like, Phil, our producer.
I had Phil on the brain. Ask Bill to produce the semen necessary in order for her to continuously have kids.
Mm. I love how Masters was trying to make up excuses again about having kids. Well, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot of air.
Obviously, they can't afford it, though. Like, he's holding on by, like, thin string to the practice. Mm-hmm. And so, and even her wanting to have more kids, she realizes that at any moment, their situation may be even more uncomfortable.
Does she even realize that, though? I don't think Libby even knows about finances
whatsoever.
He can't whatsoever.
Keep or hold a job down.
Yeah. Well, I
that's
think,
true. But
I think Libby knows what she wants to know. I think she knows more than what she puts on. Mm-hmm. I think she just, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, she turns a blind eye to a lot of things.
Right.
Until it becomes unbearable, and then she confronts him about it.
She even makes a comment while they're in bed that his goal was to have a practice, to be mm-hmm. able to do a study. Mm-hmm. Her goal is to have a family.
Right.
So, yeah, that's basically what she wants to do.
Exactly.
She's gonna make it happen, hopefully with the right person. But
but she's gonna continue that with Bill until otherwise, because she's still popping out babies.
And I was gonna make a really bad transition. I was gonna be like, who's not popping out babies is Austin and his new girlfriend that's on a double date with Virginia and Shelley. That was a weird double date, in my opinion.
So is Virginia and Austin friends now? What was that about?
Apparently because Masters and her aren't having sex in the hotel room. So she's got more free time, and even
but
Austin kind of calls her out.
Why she would hang out with him after he kind of exploited her situation and her secrets.
I don't think
she's
talking
took about
it
why
that
Virginia
way.
Would hang with
why she would hang out with Austin.
Why she would hang out with
He's
Austin.
He's the reason that the medical study was given away mm-hmm. that she was working on, in addition to, you know, he not only told her business, but he also, he did let that rumor out.
Don't forget, it's been 5 months. I think we could maybe forgive a little bit, too.
Right.
Times pass, and her friend died. So the one friend that knew about it.
Right. So now
secret is safe in the grave.
Now that she's dead, now I can hang out with Austin
again.
And he's not even that great of company, so that's why I'm curious. And, like, he's
I think it proves that she can't have a real relationship on her own, though.
Right.
I think that proves because she has to go on double dates with these kind of guys. Like when she was with Ethan, she would go on double dates.
Oh.
Unless it was more about sex. Maybe that was.
No, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
When you can't hang out with just that one person and you always have to be in the company of other people.
Mm-hmm. Like her kids would always be around.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
So, yeah, but that.
Because that's actually very apparent in today's relationships as well. If you can't spend one-on-one time with somebody, they might not be compatible with you.
Or they're just your friend.
Right.
You're in the friend zone.
So in this scene, we meet Holly, which is Austin's new girlfriend, and she's a hand model.
Right. She's a hand model.
Yeah, look at that. Right.
And now she's going to be lingerie, be a model for lingerie, because it was Austin's idea. And basically, that's what we kind of get out of that. Only reason why I want to talk about the scenes because Holly stays in through the entire episode.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much close to the end. And then we see Masters talking to a representative from the bank to get a loan.
Yes.
So he's putting all his assets up, his home, his car, and pretty much putting everything on the line in order to pursue this business that he's trying to create out of thin air, which I think that had it been previously or prior, he would have had a stronger chance of being of making a successful business. But I think just after everything he's gone through. And also, too, did the article not come out on him in the newspaper? Or was it published?
That's true. That was kind of like
the article ever published.
Let's ignore that.
Because that could really have hurt his reputation. And I understood why he wanted to bury it. It wasn't right by any means, but I understood why he was trying to do that. So I'm just wondering if that hurt his patient clientele as well.
I think him moving to that new hospital really hurt his patient.
He's talking about hospitals that the hospitals at previous.
Yes, the last hospital.
Right. Okay, not him opening up his own practice.
No, I just but it was in an area, as Betty will later say, in development.
Right.
So maybe even then, it's still not up to standards of his clients.
Right.
And I think in the loan officer, he was basically just referring to his history, and
with
he was saying exactly
his experience with doctors. They are bad businessmen.
Right.
So we need to make sure we have everything
exactly.
So if you screw us, we can take care of it and get our money back.
But Bill did not discuss these choices with Libby.
Of course not.
And just like he doesn't discuss anything with Virginia when he's making these choices. But I think that's a huge reoccurring problem. And the number one reason for divorce in 2014 as well is when you don't discuss your finances. Before even infidelity, financial matters are the reason why people divorce. Mm-hmm. So him not discussing that with Libby is a huge, huge problem that we see later on come up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just as secretive and deceitful as the next person. So him and Austin have a lot in common.
That's a good point. And he doesn't respect her. I mean, at the end of the day, she is not his equal. So
Libby. Okay.
So that being said, there's no reason to discuss that because what that's going to do is create further friction. Because again, this is all for his practice. Mm-hmm. This is all for his study, what he's doing. And Libby does not really, if you think about it, she doesn't really support the study. If you remember that scene when she came in and she's like, oh, and she marked the kiss. She's like, oh, I can't believe it's been so long since I haven't been here yet. Mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't support what he does.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. And that's why I think a lot of what is the issue between them two. Why he, because she doesn't support him. Among other things, of course. He doesn't love her. But, and he doesn't want to be with her.
I mean,
right. But that's just one of the things. And that's a huge thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because that's more, he loves the practice more than he loves his own personal life.
Oh, sure.
His job is everything to him. So the fact that she's not in love with the job as well is a slap in the face to him.
Which is why Virginia is why he's so gravitated to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she's all for the practice.
Mm-hmm. When he sees Virginia, he sees his work.
Exactly.
I'm just a little disappointed he'd go to Virginia for some support or advice on this business transaction with the bank to get the loan. I get it. He's pissed off. He's a little child. He doesn't want to deal with Virginia because she's got that boyfriend now. But still, that for me, I wanted him to get help from that because that is like, whoa, you're putting all your all in is basically what you're doing.
But back to, the previous point is, just like what you said, like he doesn't respect anybody's opinion even other than his own, because Virginia even said, okay, you hired a secretary and you didn't tell me. And then previously too, when he moved to the other hospital, but that he signed on the dotted line and scheduled himself and Virginia like day one to open up shop without even discussing it with Virginia whether she was going to have a contract or not. Like all these things were things that Virginia puts in his face. She makes it very apparent that he doesn't consult her, and still even till this day he still doesn't consult her, and she still keeps tapping that
he's so, well, Masters did a little bit kind of consult her with finances-wise when they had Mr. Was it Boychik? I don't know. The man that did it in 5 seconds where he ejaculated in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And he paid $10 for that. So he did kind of mention to Virginia, we need to filter out, do better on the surveys, make sure we don't get these kind of guys.
Because they're not going to
work for the
study.
It's a waste of money.
Right.
So in a way, he did kind of let her in a little bit, but then he shunned her out when he's like, you need to fix it.
Right.
You need to do it now.
Well, yeah, he doesn't consult her. He just goes to her to fix things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He gives her just enough.
And props to Virginia for actually confronting the elephant in the room about their relationship after, I guess it's 5 months later, so she didn't really do it that well of a job. But
I mean, it came in. She still did it. Right, she still did it.
Yeah, who knows what she tried to do after she told him about Shelley and
maybe
Masters being stubborn like he is.
But she said, how many times can I apologize for this over and over again? So she's obviously been coming to him, but he's, I don't know if it's pride, arrogance, or love.
I think it's all three. I think it's all three.
Masters,
I think he loves her and he's very prideful and he's very, I mean, it's all of that. And that's why I think he goes in and out, you know what I'm saying, with her, because, you know, he does love her, but he can't say that he loves her because of his situation with him being married or whatever. And she brings that up. She's like, you're married. You know, you get to go home to your wife. I get to go home to, you know, whatever, the next man that I have. So it's like he can't really fully, and I think there has to be a point where he comes to a pinnacle where he has to say how he feels. I don't know if that's going to come up. I think it was alluded to at the beginning of the season, but he kind of, you know, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
He fell through, and we thought it was going
to
happen.
But it's because of what Virginia said to kind of turn him off.
Yeah,
They're both responsible for this emotional roller coaster, because when she's soft, he goes hard. When he's hard or soft, she goes hard. Like, it's always the opposite between the two.
Sorry, it's just because of the episode. Yeah.
No pun intended, but I'm just saying, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Every single time somebody gives just a little bit, you know, the other one pulls away.
Yeah.
And so it makes it really hard for either one to be vulnerable when the other person is constantly saying, this is just work, this is just work. It's not just work. And Dr. Masters made it very apparent when he told Virginia, when he came up from behind and he told her that she is fickle. He said, he alluded to something like that, right? I can't remember the exact quote that he said.
You're talking about Masters?
He said she has a fickle heart. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
When Virginia confronted him again about him mistreating her or being cold to her, letting her, you know, back in, he goes through the rundown and lists every single guy that she slept with. I'm sorry, my boss will never be able to list every single guy I've slept with. So that right there is a problem. That Bill
Are you
knows.
Sleeping with your boss?
No, but I'm saying the fact that Bill knows all of her partners, you know, he's deeply and heavily involved in this. And so there's obviously more emotional connection there than just, of course, the, you know, colleague relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
But he lets us know that he is deeply and emotionally involved in the situation when he lists every guy. Mm-hmm. And then he says that she has a fickle heart. He's now attacking her character.
Yeah.
And he's also attacking the fact that she wasn't faithful to him. And I think that's his hugest problem right there was, yes, I know that I have a wife, but why can't you just be with me? Why can't you just be my mistress on the side?
Mm-hmm. I think the reason why he lists, when he was saying those words to her, I know we're ahead a year, year and a month or whatever, but when he does say those words to her, I thought he was apologizing to her.
Initially,
and then, that's what it was supposed to be like.
Yeah.
But a reason why I think he knows all their names is because they work together. They are work colleagues, which he says, back to where we were, to her, that they were colleagues. So he's familiar with all the people because all of her boyfriends want to meet him.
I agree with that, but I also agree with that because he's taking note because of what he loves her. He loves her, and he wants to be with her.
I can introduce every single boyfriend to our executive producer, Phil, here, and Phil is not going to remember their names. I'm sorry. He's not going to be able to remember their names. And, you know, I think that it is exactly what Lim's saying. He's paying close attention, and you see him paying close attention on the dance floor when she's laughing and giggling. Every single guy, you see this, you know, angelic type of energy that she's giving off with these guys, but he's looking at it like she's cheating on him.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, it was a real slap in the face for him when he did state it to Virginia that he wasn't mad that she was seeing Shelley. He was mad that her child was wrapped around his legs.
Right.
So it was more of an intimate level that he cannot have with her.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did he admit that? Was that 5 months or?
Yeah, that was at the 5 months.
It was really hard on this episode, so we have to apologize, you folks that are tuning in, because it was a different type of episode because of the fast forward pacing of the timeline. It went from like five months to a year to 2 years, right?
Yeah.
It started off. It started off 5 months later, right. And then it went. I think the year happened when she came in with two kids. Yeah. When Libby came in with both kids, and she's like,
"Libby's
kids were
really what helped us figure out what time period it was."
They're like, "It's two kids. Yeah, Doc, what happened? Cousin?"
We'll get to that in just a second. I just want to point out real quick, since you know we talked about Virginia and her kids, and that really upset Masters, and the fact that Masters pretty much called her a whore. Because he says the mom that's got to always keep changing her bed sheets, which is what you kind of refer to with the different boyfriends.
That was a cut. That was a cut.
And Virginia felt it because she went to her desk and she started smoking again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, that transition from her smoking in the dark to the prostitute on the street was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, the cinematography on that was great.
And it just shows again the turmoil between the two of them. It's like they really can't stand, like they can't stand being apart, but then they're together, there's turmoil too because of their situations.
Because you can't have each other. It's a conflict and it's just like, dang, that chocolate cake that you can't have. You're like, I really want it, but it's going to hurt. But I know the calorie. Like, it's one of those type of, like, battles. It's like, good for a second, but then you have, you know, regret afterwards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I wanted to address was the fact that Bill made these remarks about her mothering skills and had the audacity to insinuate that she's promiscuous and question her parenting when he is the most unpresent person in the home. It doesn't even hold his own children.
His name, son.
Right. Son.
So for you to say anything about Virginia, who is very active in her kids' life, who has their best interest in mind, I just thought I was really blown away by his attack. But I will give it to Dr. Masters because he's a genius. If you want to go for a low blow, talk to a woman about her kids, and that's the lowest that you can go. Attack her on her parenting.
And he definitely got a low blow by the prostitute when she told him that...
Speaking of low blow.
Yeah. That he wasn't getting anything out of it. And does she want him to stop?
Okay, can you guys elaborate or just explain what was he doing with this prostitute?
He was getting when a girl goes on her knees.
Okay. Maria, can you show us how it's done
all right,
exactly?
So guys, what you do...
Use the mic as an example.
Oh, my gosh.
So it wasn't working. He was too stressed out. He wants Virginia. That's what I got out of the whole thing.
Okay, but why...
And it was twice. It was twice.
But what was he trying to attempt? Was he doing this because...
He needed to release, I feel like.
So he needed sex.
I think what he needed was to be able to prove he doesn't need Virginia to feel pleasure. Maybe. I mean, that's probably really reaching.
But why not go to Libby? Why go to the prostitute? What did the prostitute do for him?
Love her. He doesn't want to be there. That's not where he wants to go.
But he doesn't love the prostitute either. Why the prostitute?
Maybe it's because it's for him to feel the difference between what he was doing with Virginia. Was it just having sex and cheating on his wife? Or was it real love? Maybe that's what he was trying to figure out with the prostitute. So if he was able to just, you know, ejaculate and enjoy it,
I think
it could be anyone can give him the pleasure.
Right.
Versus Virginia actually gives him the pleasure.
And I think that's good because if you think about it, on both occasions, he couldn't do anything. So that just showed that. And he tried twice. I mean, they showed it specifically.
He couldn't even get hard.
But he went twice. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a way for him to see, like, oh, I do need her.
He has a mental connection towards Virginia.
Exactly.
So he was trying to maybe test himself, you guys are saying?
I think so.
He was starting to hit rock bottom, too.
If you guys know why Bill was getting blowjobs in the alleyway, please call us or tweet at us and let us know. You can call us anytime. 424-256-1729. We do have a phone number here.
Yes.
Or tweet us at AfterBuzzTV and let us know why Phil's getting blowjobs in the alley.
Why do you think he is? So a year later, we see Betty is getting her accounting degree, and she is now Uncle Betty to two of the kids, a girl and a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, writers, by making sure one of the kids was in blue and the other one was in pink, because I wanted to know which one was which. And I'm so glad they did that.
That's hilarious.
So then, we find out Betty's actually doing better. She is getting a degree. She's making something of herself. Mm-hmm. The place is starting to be more lively underneath. They have a diner. And then what? Sorry, guys. I label my pages. We see Lester is interviewing Virginia. So he's got this whole documentary thing going, even after a year. See, he's taping everything.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's going to probably come back to bite them all in the butt
later
down the road. But he tells her, your study is real life. And documentary, he's been inspired by someone else. But this is real life. This is legit. So he's going to keep filming, obviously. And then, basically, did you guys see anything else out of that scene? between Libby and Betty that you want to mention, or I mean, you guys already kind of touched up on it.
Between Libby and Betty?
Yeah, I mean, that whole office scene. So that meanwhile, Libby is there with
Betty. Are you
talking
about when she comes in with
the kids? Yeah, a year later. And then while that's happening, we see Lester's with Virginia doing the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So anything pop out? No? Okay.
Is that when she fixed his bow tie? Or is that later?
No, that's later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so this is a very real... this scene was amazing. Masters and Libby, when they were yelling back and forth about him getting the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And he yells at Libby, saying, "My work is to make you happy, and I'm not going to just undo it all." That whole fight back with each other is amazing. You guys...
What was so amazing about it?
It was just the way he was delivering it. They were both yelling at each other. And meanwhile, Libby's...
Just the showing the passion.
Yeah, it was believable that he was telling... It's been in front of you this whole time, and yet you don't even see it. Part of me wondered if that was maybe
okay.
a little
So I
uppercut.
See that, Royal. Okay, I see that. That's a good point.
Just an acting
It's been
point
in front of,
view. Of
her face. Okay, so you're talking from more of a the art of the thespian work that they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm looking at it like this is a couple who doesn't communicate, a couple who doesn't share. Once again, another example of the disconnect between them. But I'm getting used to it now. I'm getting numb to Libby's lack of involvement in the relationship and Bill's lack of care and love for her.
But Libby's actually saying something to Masters about him going behind her back about the loan and that the whole house.
But Libby doesn't pay attention. Only when there's like hardcore yeah. evidence well, does she ever say anything.
But I think, yeah.
And the only reason that she's even saying anything now is because it involves the potential of her not being comfortable like she usually is. Anytime
it's threatening her lifestyle.
It's threatening her lifestyle. It has nothing to do with the
point.
Love or anything like that. She doesn't even mind that she was disrespected by not being told. It's more like, dang, if I'm not giving up the house because
right.
I love our nice house.
Right. No, it just goes back to what we were saying earlier about, like, she is in love with the lifestyle.
Right.
She's not in love with Masters.
Yeah.
And I think it was a good poignant, like, it was a good scene because it showed where they both are. Bill is about his practice. She's about her lifestyle. So it's kind of a war of those two things
Absolutely.
Coming together. And he was like, this is my practice. This is my life. And she's like, no, this is my life. I'm about the kids. I'm about this.
Right.
And it just came to this heated argument because it showed where they both were.
And honestly, sorry.
I realize why I confused you guys because I skipped over the real reason why they were fighting was because mm-hmm. Libby wanted to take the money from his mom, mm-hmm. which we see.
Right.
So
and
I skipped ahead. Sorry about that.
That's what I was going to bring up right now, was that if Libby was doing her diligent duty as a wife and proper partner in the relationship, and by partner, I mean taking on the additional burden that your husband may mm-hmm. not be able to handle himself.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be enough financially, maybe it's mentally or spiritually, whatever it is as a wife, your diligent duty. She doesn't even acknowledge the fact that they're struggling and he's having a hard time keeping his practice afloat. So instead of her saying, "Hey babe, what can I do to help to make the business actually work? Like mm-hmm. maybe I can be, you know, doing something, you know, more for you here at the office, or maybe I can make phone calls while I'm at the house." I know she has kids now, but at the same time, she's saying, "Hey, we need to borrow the money from your mother, who you absolutely hate, who mm-hmm. did an awful job parenting, because we need to keep this lifestyle afloat." Not, "Hey, let's borrow the mother so we can get your study out, you know, out there and get it published and make sure that you're successful so that you're happy, so that we're happy." Like, Libby is not thinking anything at all about their future. She's only thinking about their finances.
Yeah.
She's thinking about their lifestyle.
Right. That's a huge problem.
No, yeah. It is a problem. Can we talk about her mother? What'd you think about
Esther?
Yeah. What'd you think about her coming back that first scene?
I was shocked to see her, but mm-hmm. she sold it to me. I do trust her now. I do think she's really trying to turn.
Because she mm-hmm. didn't tell Libby?
Right. She hasn't told Libby. And she says to Bill, "What you do or don't do is not my place. My place is to love you, and I do."
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was such a sweet mother line that it worked for me. And I hope she and him can work out together. Even though I know it's a lot that they have to try and patch up, but still.
Well, I think it's good that she, and I think when we see the scene at the end, at the barbecue, mm-hmm. And she's, you know, they're talking and he discovers that, I mean, I'm jumping ahead, but he discovers that, you know, she was the one that gave the money. That's mm-hmm. how the profit happened or what have you. He checks the books. I think he allowed that. Because she is supporting his study. You know what I'm saying? Libby is not supporting the study.
Good point.
Libby is about their lifestyle. She gave the money mm-hmm. to support what he's doing in his business, his practice, his study.
It was going towards
exactly.
the study.
It
wasn't going directly to the family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, when they did have the study, I'm sorry, when Betty was telling him about the increase of the money, mm-hmm. it was another time warp, like mm-hmm. another flash forward.
I believed that, though.
So that's when Bill told the mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did, too. But
yeah.
When Bill told his mother, hey, stay away, she stayed away.
Right.
So as he said at the end, mm-hmm. because you stayed away, I just let it go.
Right. But the fact that, but I think he, again, he's embracing it or
right.
as well as he can, as Bill Masters, he's doing it because it's towards the study.
Yeah.
And I think Libby will never basically be in his good graces because
yeah.
she will never support what he does.
And I think, too, I think that it takes a lot of, I guess, courage and humility for what his mother is doing.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that she, like, absolutely failed as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to continuously come back because she wants a relationship with the family, mm-hmm. I think is very bold, because a lot of people don't have enough humility, or even they have too much pride.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom is, like, trying. So at this point, if Bill doesn't forgive her, I'm just like, gosh,
yeah.
what else can she do? You
right.
obviously know that she's sorry.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after Libby and Masters have a fight about taking the money or not, they go to a party of some sort, and that's where Masters meets the new boyfriend of mm-hmm. Virginia, Kenny Hitchens,
mm-hmm.
Who doesn't really know about her study. And then Virginia runs off to the bathroom because Masters was drunk and kind of being rude about stuff to her, about what she does. And then Libby and Virginia are talking, and she's like, Libby says, we haven't had sex in over a year. Again,
mm-hmm.
referring to Virginia and Masters' intimate life. It's been a year since
yeah.
she's had sex with him. Same with Libby. And then we go to, as we talked a little bit briefly about, so I don't mean to skim this, we're just short on time.
Okay.
Masters and Virginia, that shot, I know cinematography was amazing this entire episode, but mm-hmm. with Masters just standing there
in the dark
mm-hmm.
it just showed so much about yeah. his character and how he's just kind of this bad guy that's mm-hmm. rugged.
You know.
Well, they're once again watching and observing people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At their human behavior.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like, see that world. That is one world, and this is the other. And he touches her and puts his hand up. He was, like, talking dirty to her.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a hot scene.
Yeah.
But then he messes it up
yep.
by putting her down.
And then we find out about the rent, the 20% increase, which we talked about. I wanted to ask you guys, though, there was a question I had written down here. What do you think about Virginia? Let's just jump to when Virginia gives Masters the key.
Mm-hmm.
What was your initial thought when she dropped it? Do you think that was her being like, ugh, fine? Or do you think it was a, ugh, I miss him kind of reaction?
Okay, refresh my memory on this. When she gives Masters the key to...
The key to the hotel.
Oh, okay.
She's basically saying, I'm down to resume the study with you.
Yes, because she just saw the footage of Lester, that
right.
Lester showed her from them 2 years ago, doing
right.
where she's fixing his bow tie.
Mm-hmm. The happier times.
Yeah, before it became
so
messy.
I think while we were watching, Roy, I think you brought up this point that the reason that she is getting into these relationships with people that she can't commit to either is because she's not over Dr. Masters yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're both, was it you, Liam?
I said that,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so Liam brought up the point.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was a great point because really it's self-destructive. She can't have what she wants. So in the meantime, she is having someone's arms around her, but that she obviously can't mm-hmm. really emotionally connect to because she's in love with Dr. Masters. But I think that that's ultimately what it goes back to is her trying to give him up, almost like smoking, but it being her addiction. Dr. Masters is her addiction. So she keeps going back to this thing that she knows is bad for her, that she knows she should not be having,
mm-hmm.
and destroying her life once and, you know, over and over again, because at the end of the day, she really does love him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it's just this reoccurring pattern. And I think that she doesn't necessarily want to give him up. She keeps going back to him too, I think, because of her own ego. When she initially heard that he hadn't had sex with his wife in a year, she automatically, as a woman, attributed that to herself. Well, he hasn't had sex with the year because of me hurting him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to make things right with him. Every single time, it's because something reminds her how much she loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And he might possibly love her.
I like that.
So she gives him the key because she's like, okay, I think you're ready to get this on again because I miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really, it's just her own, like, self-indulgence. Masters is her crack.
She finally said to him, what we have, it comes first. She finally admit to that, which is close
yeah.
to saying
she was talking about the
right.
work, though.
Right. And two, I think it comes down to Oh, my point just lost. I think I was like, well, I was ready. Oh, I had it. No, but okay. I think it comes down to how she is with him. Oh, that's what it was. She, you know, even though he put her down and she was naming all her suitors and everybody that she's been with and all of that, I think even though it was a put down and even with, you know, the situation earlier with, you know, you got these men and your unfit mother, I think she processed all of that and understood that he's right. In mm-hmm. so many words. And he's right because I want to be with him.
Right.
I can't be with these other men because I truly want to be with him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go back to doing what I want to do with him and hide behind the study and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And then make it a better situation because, again, all this is going to make it a better working relationship, too.
Because she's not going to sleep with the other people if she has him?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And they'll be better at work because, you know, everything was at work. They were just, like, you know, all against each other and everything was going on. And she's just like, oh, I can't take this no more. And, wah, 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 wah. And he's walking by like he don't know her. Like, all of this stuff. Yeah. She wanted to patch up everything.
And which they do because they go to the hotel room and they kind of do it. Not really. Virginia gets off. Masters doesn't. Oh, he wants to
eating her out.
Sure. Mm-hmm. He wants to just re-learn her body, redo everything with her and make her feel good. And then we find out that there's cash missing, $20, which I think was him, not the janitor.
Yeah, $20. I agree with that.
Yeah. I was thinking that, too. Prostitute. I was thinking that, too.
And then at the same time, Austin is having a bachelor party for his friend Hank, where he finds out his wife is in porn. And that really upsets him, which he tries to go back to his wife and be like, let's get together. Woo! Mm-hmm. Nope, sorry,
good
I moved
for
on.
His wife. Now, yes. Let me tell you, his wife did exactly what Libby should have done a long time ago to Dr. Masters, because then Dr. Masters could really have his way with Virginia, but Libby's not going anywhere.
But Libby doesn't even know that Masters is cheating, so she can't do that.
No, but just
knows.
The fact that you're with somebody who's not in love with you, let them go. True. You shouldn't have to beg for love.
True. And then we see... let's see. Basically, we kind of go back. You know, Elliot and Masters are talking. Elliot's the bellhop guy. Well, now mm-hmm. front desk manager.
Right.
And he wants to have an on-call doctor, but Masters can't really say, oh, I'll do it, because mm-hmm. I'm a radiology doctor, as Dr. Holden.
Right.
But Dr. Masters, quote-unquote, would be perfect and ideal for that kind of position right. for Elliot. Sorry, Masters. Should have used your real name. and then let's move on to the last thing. The last part of the episode, we see his son's birthday. Masters is finally doing something for his son's birthday, because mm-hmm. the first time we see it is just him and Libby
right.
for the son's first birthday. Now... Right. There's a party for right. a celebration.
And we see him grilling.
Yeah, we see him actually having fun, mm-hmm. being himself.
This is the first fatherly thing yeah. I've right. seen him do.
While he's
manly
talking
thing.
To...
Yeah, manly
yeah.
thing
outdoor
at that.
Thing. Yeah.
But he's still talking about Virginia, about work, about Barbara not being able to have sex, the new participant. Mm-hmm. And then we see Libby invites Virginia to the lake house that they were going to go do as a family outing. And basically...
That's going to be awkward. I don't know if they're going to yeah. be able to yeah. tell yeah. that one off.
And then we talked already about the mother and Masters talking. Do you guys have any other final words to say about that?
I just want to bring up one point that I noticed. When Masters was talking to Virginia in that scene when he's in the dark, so to speak, and they're looking over at that party, he says some things can't be undone. And then when it went to... Austin.
Yes, that was a great point.
And his wife, she said the same thing.
Right.
She said,
absolutely.
Some things can't be undone. So that line was used twice.
And she compared it to a bell ringing. Mm-hmm. Once you ring the bell, it can't unring.
Exactly.
You just have to listen.
Exactly.
I thought that was very wise, too.
It was interesting that those two things, those two lines came out in different, with different people, meaning different things.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
And both dealt with infidelity.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then the only thing that I want to contribute is that this is the first time that they've permitted themselves to kiss. Dr. Masters said...
Second time.
Yeah. Okay. Because mm-hmm. I thought it was... when did he let her kiss before?
He kissed her when she was crying about her friend.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that because they had a no-kissing rule. So now they're starting to kiss, which creates more intimacy, kind of just like on Pretty Woman.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that came up last week, too.
It did.
Let's focus on next week for predictions, guys, real quickly, because we're short on time. Lem, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, gosh. There's so much. I'll just put one thing. I think that Libby is going to do something with old boy.
Oh boy!
I can't think of his
Robert.
Name. Robert, thank you. I think something's going to happen. Either she's going to develop some feelings, mm-hmm. or something physical is going to happen.
I knew that wasn't the last that we were going to see of him.
Spicy, what do you think?
I agree completely with what Lim is saying, because I think that every single time we see Libby, it's some type of lustful eye towards whatever black person has appeared on the episode. And I think that she's touching with the idea, but because of the racial barrier, she hasn't gone there yet. But I think this is the first time that she's going to go there by the neglect that she receives from Bill.
Mm. Perfect. That makes sense. I just think Lester's videos are going to come back to bite everybody in the butt somehow down the road.
Yikes.
With taping in the hotel room and all that jazz. Well, guys, thank you guys for watching. Where can we find you, Lem?
You can find me at The Poet Saint, and that's on Twitter and Instagram all day, every day.
And you guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at @spicy_Madi.
And guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HeyRoy. That's HeyRoya. And thank you guys so much for watching again and rating on iTunes and commenting on YouTube. We love the conversation. Keep it going. Till next week, guys. Thank you. Mm.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.